This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Do they have dog protective services? I know they have child protective services. I'm just wondering if they have dog protective services, because Joey Demento is apparently at it again. When I learned of this story, folks, by the way, welcome, Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to it. It is the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. When I learned that the German Shepherds were removed from the White House after a biting incident, I wondered which dog was bit by Joe Biden. Oh, man. Oh, boy. To have a dude in office. I'm not going to, he ain't my president. To have a dude in office is as crazy as Biden and his family. I mean, look, I would not be surprised to learn that Hunter Biden knocked up one of the German Shepherds and doesn't want to pay child support on the puppies. You know what I'm saying? I mean, the Biden family is pretty wacky. It is fraught with Maury. Maury should just have a wing at the White House where he just goes, they just give him access. Maury would never have to go look for a bunch of inbred Neanderthals or for the rest of his life. Whoo, those Bidens. Look, we're going to never know the true story about these German Shepherds or whatever, these pound pups. But when you have to remove a pound pup from your residence, that's pretty sad. We adopt pound pups. I've had 3 pit bull mix pound pups in the last 15 years. Those dogs are the... Let me tell you how bad it is. My youngest son took a pair of pliers, and he... when he was like 4 years old, he didn't know what they were. But he took the pliers and he pinched one of my pit bull mixes, pound pups, tail. And this dog just yelped and kind of looked at him sad and moved away. These dogs are so... They really make sure that these dogs are not going to do any damage, especially with pit bulls, right? I'm just saying, my dogs will do nothing to the family. You get what I'm saying? And we get this story about these dogs having to be removed. I mean, when you got to remove a pound pup from a residence, that tells you a lot about the owners. That tells you a lot about the residents, not the dogs. Anyway, here's what they reported. The 2 German Shepherds belonging to Biden and to the Bidens had been returned to the family's Delaware home after one of them acted aggressively at the White House. One of the dogs, Major, had a, quote, biting incident with a member of White House security. That ain't true. I don't believe it. That's fake news. The dog was adopted in November 2018 from a Delaware animal shelter. Now, as I said, I can think of a number of scenarios as to why these dogs might be removed. For example, Joe Biden coming in and asking, who the heck do these dogs belong to? What are these dogs doing in here? And Dr. Jill going, honey, those are our dogs. Our dogs? I thought we were cat people. Okay, so Joe Biden not knowing who the heck these dogs belong to. Because here's the thing. I can't be convinced that these dogs were not removed for their own safety. Because Mr. Get a Shotgun, who knows what he would do to him if he lost it? Just suddenly he walked in and was like, whoa. The dogs look like snakes. I don't know what happens with dementia, but I'll tell you this. I wouldn't want to operate on it. No heavy machinery for that man. You can bet, folks, we will never see the 2 a.m. White House security tapes of Biden walking around looking for a place to pee. and saying, come here, my pets. Oh, man. German Shepherd's like, he's at it again. Put that thing away, Joe. Oh, man, that would give a whole new meaning to screw the pooch. There was a show I saw. It was in French. It was called Man Bites Dog. And it was about a serial killer who had a film crew that was going along with him. And he would kill the postman to get the mail. You know, he knew some lady was going to get her social security check, so he'd wait on the postman, kill. I mean, it was a crazy movie, but it was funny. And I learned it when I was learning French in college. That was one of the movies we watched. And it was called Man Bites Dog. And I never knew that term, you know, man bites dog, meaning, you know, this crazy situation occurs, man bites dog. But that's where we are. America is in a man-bites-dog moment as we watch Captain Demento navigate in his new role. And in case you guys didn't know, Joe Biden is Demento-in-Chief, yeah. So this is a cautionary tale. I know you're going, Kevin, you're making fun of this. And you know, and I'm sure there are bleeding hearts out there going, Kevin, you're really going to affect the pound pups and put people adopting them and all that. Okay, whatever. This is a cautionary tale. Dogs can't even survive the dogs don't even want to be in the White House. They're like, we don't even belong. You know, I don't know if they attacked a security guy, but I know this because I've adopted enough pound pups. They're vetted to the level. They're vetted better than Kamala Harris. That's for sure. Who is she bitten? Joey Demento. They got to take his dogs away. You guys got dogs? You dog guys, cat guys? Dogs, yeah. Well, all of us are dog people here. So, do you get dogs adopted? Or do you, like, you got pedigree dogs or mutts? Yeah, most people have mutts, I would presume. They're not, you don't have royal dogs. Do you breed your dogs with the Meghan Markles, or do you keep the bloodline pure? I'm not going to say I've only had mutts because I raised Rottweilers. And I love that breed. But this is an interesting story to me. I know, look, it doesn't have anything to do with national security, but I find it an interesting one. We'll be back. Keep it here.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. That's 800-929-9960. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. Again, that's 800-328-9420.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
For so long kept everything closed and now it's time that he's exposed. I speak for a lot of people when I say it's time for him to go. What he's done is pretty sad and you know that it's getting bad when people today hate you even more than de Blasio.
Cuomo is a liar. This whole time he's been lying, acting like a tyrant. Cuomo is a liar. But I'm no longer surprised when politicians lie. He turned the city into a dump and tried to blame it all on Trump because he wanted that federal bailout money. Now accused of sexual assault, but he says that he's not at fault because he was just joking around and trying to be funny. Come on, bro, give me a break. Just admit that you made mistakes. I think it's about time you own what you did to the nursing home. Because of you, some people died and you just sat there and denied. I think you should swallow your pride and be a man.
I think that was based on a Billy Joel song, right? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here you're listening to. It is the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. We didn't start the fire. The fire coming through the da-da-dee-da-da. Oh, man. Joey. Joey Bonanno Cuomo. The mafioso.
I hate the stereotype, but Cuomo does look like that kind of guy. You know, he...
Excuse me. You know that, you know, the mafia is involved with him. I mean, it isn't like you know it personally up front. But come on, this dude is just, he was brazen. He's in big trouble. Here's what Fox reported about him. Was it Fox? I don't know who it was, but somebody was speaking about it. A sixth accuser has now come forward. Here it is.
A sixth woman is now reportedly accusing New York Governor Andrew Cuomo of sexual harassment. Meanwhile, state lawmakers demand information about his book deal because of what they call suspicious timing and connections to the alterations that were made in the nursing home numbers around that same time. Correspondent Brian Yenis is tracking both of those angles for us from New York. Welcome back, Brian. Good to see you. What's up?
Martha, good afternoon. Let's start off with that book deal. The New York Times and Wall Street Journal reported last week that the Cuomo administration's top aides altered a July public report on nursing home COVID deaths in the state, specifically to show that the death toll was a lot lower than it was in actuality. And 4 days after that July public report was released, Cuomo said he was thinking about writing a book, lauding his stellar pandemic leadership skills. In August, the book deal was officially announced, and American Crisis, Leadership Lessons on the COVID-19 Pandemic hit the shelves in the fall. Now, in a new letter, New York State Democratic lawmakers say they are suspicious about the timing and are demanding Governor Cuomo turn over all correspondence and documents pertaining to the book, including the contract to the book deal itself. Lawmakers believe Cuomo may have violated state law. The New York Times is reporting that Crown Publishing, by the way, has paused promoting and producing Cuomo's book pending an ongoing investigation into whether his administration covered up that nursing home death data. Meantime, new this hour, Martha, a sixth accuser alleging that Governor Andrew Cuomo, while alleging sexual harassment and inappropriate behavior against Governor Andrew Cuomo, has told the Albany Times Union they've stepped forward and said, frankly, this, that the accuser was a member of Cuomo's executive chamber staff, and that Cuomo's office was made aware of the allegation over the weekend. The accuser told, quote, a supervisor in the executive chamber recently that the governor inappropriately touched her late last year during an encounter at the governor's mansion where she had been summoned to do work. And in a statement given to the Albany Times Union, Governor Cuomo's office reportedly says they are now referring all allegations, including that one, to the Attorney General's office, which is conducting an independent investigation. Martha, the pressure continues to mount. At least 76 New York lawmakers calling for his resignation or impeachment as more and more scandals and allegations keep coming out.
Cuomo is doomed, baby. Doomed. I tell you, he's doomed. And there's a reason, because when they start to ridicule you, which is what that guy did with the Cuomo didn't start the fire, but it's burning out of control. I don't know the words, but I know this. Cuomo is in trouble. Oh, no, that's divorce. It's for, what's the song? Travis Tritt sang the song Trouble, right? I stay spell trouble. I said, hey. Yeah, he's in trouble. New York State Assembly Minority Leader Will Barclay, who's a Republican, said that They can't force the democratically controlled assembly to take up the measure, but we're going to keep pounding on the issue. Already, they say, 30 Democratic lawmakers have called on Cuomo to resign as he faces this federal inquiry. And now Crown Publishing says, we ain't selling your book no more, Mr. Cuomo. You ain't going to push us around anymore, Mr. Mafioso. Yeah, buddy, a hit's been put out on Cuomo, a political hit, a fatwa. How do you say fatwa in Italian? Oh, I know. Fatwa, a fatwa. Put the fatwa out on him. No love lost here with this black conservative, because I'm going to tell you something. I'm sick of these guys getting away with this stuff. He's not the only one that needs to go down. He's just the scapegoat of the moment, the scapegoat du jour. Anyway, they said his spokesperson reported they went into damage control mode when an ex-aide first alleged he sexually harassed her, calling another former aide who later went public with her own accusations. Annalise told Rochester, New York, WROC that she was on her honeymoon in December when Cuomo spokesperson Rich Apizzardi phoned her out of the blue. Rich Apizzardi. It sounds rather, what is it I'm trying to figure out here? How does it sound to me, this Apizzardi character? It sounds like a paisano, yeah? Perhaps he's one of the mafiosos. But anyway, he calls. And she says, I thought at first that it was about work, like maybe it was an economic development project that we were working on where she was honeymooning, yeah. And he said instead, I have kind of an awkward question to ask you. Has Lindsay Boylan reached out to you and have you spoken to her? So this lady, Lise, Annalise, which I'll tell you, she's a cute girl. She worked for Cuomo for 2 years before she left in 2015. She says, and I said no, and then we hung up. And I remember thinking, how many other people is he calling, and why is he calling us? So she got it. She knew what was happening. That was like when Bill Clinton went into damage control calling all his babes. Remember the courting with him and Kathleen Willie? Kathleen Willie was smart enough to record him. Now listen, they're going to call you. And they're going to say that we and I are together, and you got to tell her something. You got to tell them something different here. Okay, you can't let them know. Don't spill the beans. Okay, tell her you'll cut them off. She'll cut me off at the, well, you know what I'm saying. She's a Lorena Bobbitt. I have no sympathy for these people. None. Look, I understand the human condition, and I understand the frailties of man, and so on and so forth. But you know what? Admit your mistakes, move on, etc. That's not what Cuomo is about. Cuomo is a vindictive. He's like all these other lefties, vindictive. As long as they're getting their way, man, they, woo-hoo-hoo, good things are good. But now he's under fire. Rightfully so.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden signed the $1.9 trillion relief package into law that he says will help the United States defeat the virus and help the economy. The president moving up the signing 2 hours before he's set to deliver his first primetime address about the pandemic. The bill passing with no Republican support in the House or Senate.
It is the largest single spending bill in history, and the only bipartisan vote was the vote against the bill.
Not one Republican voted for it. The question is why.
House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy. Derek Chauvin is now facing a third-degree murder charge. A judge reinstated the charge on Thursday against a former Minneapolis police officer accused of killing George Floyd. Chauvin is also facing second-degree murder and second-degree manslaughter charges. You're listening to USA Radio News. The Boston bomber is suing the federal prison in Colorado where he's an inmate. He's amended the lawsuit first filed in January, now claiming he's being prevented from having contact with his family. In the initial filing, he claimed he is being unlawfully and unreasonably treated. As spring training continues, one team is making an announcement that will have many fans jumping for joy.
When the Texas Rangers open their season on April 5th against the Toronto Blue Jays, they may do it in a packed ballpark. The Rangers may be the first team to welcome back fans at full capacity next month in the wake of Texas Governor Greg Abbott's removal of all restriction on businesses. The team says they will still have mitigation strategies in place. Fans will still have to wear masks unless actively eating or drinking at their seats. The Rangers' 40,518-seat Globe Life Field opened last season with fans only being allowed back during postseason games. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
And this is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio
this
Show.
This is your caller segment. What do you think? You guys want to hear what you say to me when we're off air? Let's play this one. I like what Bob had to say. Get Bob's clip. Yeah. Cut one.
This is Bob in Florida, and I listen to you on my trusty Google and or Alexa, either one. I prefer listening to you on your podcast instead of the radio. Too many commercials. But your podcasts are great, man. I was a little behind, but I finally got caught up. And I never miss one of your episodes. Keep up the good work. You're different. You're refreshing. And you make me laugh. And you do all the things that a guy like you in your position should do on the radio. So keep it up, man. We're enjoying it.
Now, see, Bob knows how to pay a man a compliment. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. Hey, producers, I'm just saying, you can learn something from Bob. Bob had a lot to say about me there. Hey, Bob, you got to listen to those commercials, man. That's how we make our money. Oh, goodness. Thank you for that, Bob. Let's see. Here's one. This gentleman was a little bit, well, it got, I don't want to say heated, but he wants to know, well, I mean, I said Rush could be replaced, and he disagrees. And then we talked, he said about Elvis and Michael Jackson and things like that. This one's worth a bit of discussion, but let's play that clip. Cut to.
Hey, Kevin. I want to make a comment on something you said on a show I just heard about Elvis and Michael Jackson. Well, brother, I'll tell you, there'll be no more Elvises, that's for sure, never. And there'll never be another Michael Jackson. And above all, there'll never be another Frank Sinatra. You tell me there's always somebody coming along that's better? I mean, you said somebody coming along better than Rush. I highly doubt that, too. But when it comes to Sinatra, nobody will ever replace that man. He was a legend for all times, and he will always be a legend. And nobody, and the talent today sucks. There's nobody even close to any of the past greats. So Elvis, Michael Jackson, and especially Sinatra stand alone and always will be. The people of tomorrow will be very, very sad that they never knew the likes of Sinatra and Elvis. That's all I have to say.
He's a little heated with that. I like it. The passion. You could hear it, couldn't you? I enjoyed that. Okay. Well, let's be clear. There will never be another Elvis or another Michael Jackson. Right. This assures there will never be another Kevin Jackson or another guy that made that phone call. We are all different. There will never be anything like any of us. I think that's pretty cool. Just because everybody doesn't know your talent doesn't make it any less better. Yeah, Elvis affected people in ways you'll never know. Millions of them. He changed society in many ways. So did Michael Jackson. So did Pat Boone. I mean, for goodness sake. We can argue that there's never going to be another of any of us. He goes on, he says, but forget Elvis and Michael. This guy is a Frank Sinatra fan. He did it his way. I love that, man. He loves Frank, the chairman. I do too. You know why I like Frank Sinatra? Frank Sinatra was bucking the system when nobody else would do it. The Rat Pack, hanging out with that little black Jew, Sammy Davis Jr. Sammy Davis Jr. is not much without Frank Sinatra getting him into doors. Frank Sinatra would say to many places, my friend can't come in, I ain't coming in. If he can't play here, I won't play here. He was light years ahead of his time. He was an amazing guy. He says, nobody will ever replace Frank Sinatra. He's 100% right, but here's where he's wrong. It isn't about replacing Frank Sinatra. It's about what were the records that he set. Every era has its person, its time. There are people who don't remember Magic Johnson or Michael Jordan. They're all about LeBron James. Every era passes. Pat Boone was the big deal at one point. And then came Elvis, and then came Sinatra and others. I don't know the lineage, but here's what I do know. People are going to forget you. And there's very few people that transcend that. Sinatra is one of them. But here's what I can tell you. Whatever record he set, with how many records got sold, or how many people listened to his music, or how many people still buy his stuff, it's going to be broken. Somebody will replace Sinatra. Somebody will replace Michael Jordan. In fact, I watched Bruno Mars during the Super Bowl, and I thought, that little Filipino is the new version of Michael Jackson. I don't know how good he's going to be, but it was practically universal. Many of my friends were like, wow, we just watched the torch get passed. Talented, talented dude. He says, nobody's close to the past greats. I'm not going to argue that. That's a subjective thing. But because here's what I will tell you. The beauty of art is that it touches us individually. Sinatra was an amazing singer. I don't know that he was the best singer of his era. But everything combined made him iconic in ways that nobody can touch. There are people that argue Mel Torme was an actual better singer than Sinatra. Bing Crosby. I think Bing Crosby had one of the most amazing voices I've ever heard. I'm not into his music, but his voice was resonating and deep. And I've analyzed his singing in comparison to others, and I say, man, that dude, he was touched by God. Some might argue Andy Williams, and some might argue, how does this little black dude know all these white people? But I do. I listen to their music. I used to mimic them. I remember this movie I watched where Engelbert Humperdinck was, he would sing, and they go, he just doesn't have it, he just doesn't have it. And then at the end of the movie, he gets the emotion of the singing. And I remember having this moment of, wow, because when he sang the part that he was supposed to not be good, I thought it was pretty good. But then he sang the part where he was supposed to be really debonair. And he sang it with emotion. So I sing you to sleep after the loving with a song I just wrote yesterday. And I was like, wow, that was so good in comparison to the other. I didn't even realize how good it was. Neil Diamond. When I was a kid growing up, Susan, who's this daughter of the rich family that we work for, she had Neil Diamond 8 tracks. And I didn't know who the dude was. And then I started following, and I was like, what is it about this guy? It makes white people just go crazy, especially on Sweet Caroline. Bum, bum, bum. I'm going to save you guys the effort. But when I grew up, as I grew older, and I would hear the resonance in his voice, turn on your heart light, you know, and the passion that he sang with, I went, wow, what a dude. So look, how do we measure? Those bring back amazing memories for me. Sinatra, not so much, but I know the history of Sinatra and what he did for race relations, and I put him in a category all himself. But here we are, we're debating this, right? There'll never be anybody. These kids today, you're right, they need to see the past greats. And you know what, old folks? Maybe we need to respect some of the talent that's here today, because while we don't get it, the kids do. They understand it. I'm sad that people aren't going to know Elvis or Sinatra or Little Richard or some of the more obscure black bands that will never be heard because of what was happening at the time and a host of other things. I won't say upset, but I wish they could experience that. And now that we have the ability to take it off of vinyl, digitize it, etc., maybe they won't hear it as rich as they would on an LP, but at least they get a chance to hear it. And trust me, it's coming back. But let me talk about Rush for just a second, because I want to finish with that. There will be somebody bigger and badder and better than Rush. I don't care what anybody says, and you can get mad at me for saying it. I think there are people who are poignant right now. I consider myself one of them, who people need to listen to. I don't care how large my audience grows. I don't measure it that way. That would be like saying, Kevin, if you aren't as rich as the other guy, well, you aren't as good of a person. I don't have the audience of Rush Limbaugh. I don't know what the size is. It isn't anywhere close. But that doesn't make me less relevant. Oh, Kevin, he touched millions of people. Great, great. Who knows what's going to happen with my recordings or somebody else that's out there. That's how life works. You don't have to believe it, but that's the way I feel about it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I'd like somebody to explain this.
It involves a thruple. Yeah, I want to know how this is news, because three gay lovers are allowed to adopt a child. Welcome to the new woke America, people, and also welcome to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Yeah, this is the definition of woke now. We just overlook the idea that this thruple, three men, have adopted a baby. This is the world where children are placed in families with no care for how the children will grow up. Nobody takes it to its logical conclusion. Now, speak about this freak situation, and you're called homophobic. But I'm going to just point out, for the record, that I don't want children adopted to heterosexual couples with more than two parents. I don't. Life is tough enough without having to explain that kind of crap to your classmates. But leave it to leftism to showcase weird, because that's what leftism is. It takes the weirdest, craziest situation and says, here, this 0.1001% of the population that wants to do things this way, let's legislate on that. The New York Post reports on this, quote, polythruple. And here's what they wrote. Three isn't a crowd for these dads. A gay polyamorous California thruple made history in 2017 when they became the first family in the state to list three parents on a birth certificate. Now, here's what bugs me about this. Not only is this news, it's a first. And it's the first of what they hope is many. Because, see, when you say something is a first, you're hoping it becomes a trend. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't believe a kid having three parents is a trend, because it is an impossibility. You have two parents. And I know the science of this is a little sketchy, but it's going to be a male and a female. I understand that I've opened myself up for ridicule, but I do believe that the science at some point will back me up, that it's going to be a dude and a woman that have a baby together. Now, what happens after that is up to leftism. I'm a guy who's had multiple fathers. I have my biological father, who, you know, procreated with my biological mother, who died before I was five. I had my stepfather, who my mother married before she died. And then I was raised by my grandfather, who, by the way, was my step-grandfather. He wasn't my biological grandfather. So those are the people that influenced my life. And then, of course, there's Papa, my great-grandfather, who didn't spend a lot of time with me, but the little time he spent with me was very formative in my eyes. So that's the thing. But I can tell you this. I do know that as deadbeat as he was, I had one biological father and I had a biological mother. I'm not stupid enough to believe that if you put 15 people on my birth certificate, that makes me have 15 different mommies and daddies. No, I have one and one. What should be on your birth certificate are the people who birthed you. And anything after that, okay, fine, let's debate it. But look, to celebrate a thruple? But here's the story continues. Their reproductive journey and legal battle to become fathers to Piper, now three, is detailed in Three Dads and a Baby, out March 9th on Kleist Press, written by one of her dads, Dr. Ian Jenkins. Jenkins and his partners, Jeremy Hodges and Dr. Alan Mayfield, don't see their family, which now also includes their son Parker, as unusual. No, of course they don't see it as unusual. They don't want you to see it as unusual. But trust me, at some point they want to legislate, thruples are just as important as couples when it comes to raising children. When they tell you it's a first, but folks, they're giving you a hint of what's coming. Don't get it twisted. And here's the thing. The fact that Piper has three parents is just not a big deal. I have three parents myself. My mother, my father, and my stepmother. Hey, I'm going to make you a bet. I'm going to bet you that his mother, his father, and his stepmother don't all live together. And he goes, and no one thinks anything of it, Jenkins writes in his book. Some people seem to think it's about a ton of sex or something, or we're unstable and must do crazy things. But it's really remarkably ordinary and domestic in our house. Definitely not Tiger King, referring to Joe Exotic's wild gay thruple featured in the buzzy Netflix docuseries. I never watched the Tiger King, but look, he can say this is as normal as he wants to be. A kid walking around his house, seeing three men, and then he goes out into the real world and he sees a mother and a father, a mother and a father, a mother and a father. And look, I don't care how gay one or two of these guys are. I don't know how gay people live. I'm not even going to try to pretend to know. Don't know, don't care. But I'll tell you this, that kid's going to go into the real world and he's going to be missing something. He's going to go, where are my keys? And you want to know what his key is? His key is his mother. His real mother. Or some woman who can give that kid the balance that we all need. Because God was real. He's an amazing being in the sense that he says, you know what? I'm going to give kids a male role model and a female role model, and they will learn from both. And there will be this bond between their biological connection and yada yada. And while we all try to figure it out through the psycho-emotional analysis of everything, what I can tell you is this. You are tied to your parents biologically, whether they're there or not. You seek them out, whether they are there or not. You want to understand yourself by way of them, if you're smart. And even if you're not smart, there's a part of your body that goes, huh, I wonder why I feel this way, why I do these things, how I'm wired the way I'm wired. And it has to do with your folks, your upbringing. And these people want this to, they want to normalize this kind of thing. Look, I'm not mad at them. I'm not mad. Give it a shot if you want. It wouldn't be the first. They aren't the first. The first to, what did they say? They were the first to legally do it or something like that in 2017. First family in the state to list three parents on the birth certificate. Yeah. Let the kid explain that. Well, we'd like to know more information about your family. Well, there's my dad, and then there's my dad, and then there's my other dad. Wow. Nothing unusual about a kid having three dads, right? I mean, you see that every day. If you find this unusual, folks, then you probably believe that Joe Biden didn't get 82 million votes. See, because I find it unusual, and I also know for a fact that Joe Biden didn't get 82 million votes. Or, here's another thing. Maybe you may not believe that global climate change is the biggest existential threat to mankind if you find this situation unusual. You racist, bigot, homophobe square? Well, here's how this power thruple came to be. Jenkins met Mayfield, a psychiatrist, while they were completing their medical residencies in Boston. The two were together for 8 years when Hodges, who works at a zoo hospital, came into the picture. Yeah, well, I kind of quipped when I saw that it's only fitting that a dude who worked at a zoo would enter into this three-ring circus. But wait until you learn how their friends decided to help them. Here's what they say. Although their relationship with Hodges began as a friendship, things quickly turned romantic. After 5 years of thruppledom, the trio started seriously discussing parenthood when friends offered to donate their leftover embryos to them. That's right, folks. Some leftist friends put them into the mindset to raise a child in that environment. Now, what environment? I'm sure some of the woke generation inquires. An environment with a mother. That's what I'm talking about. Ironically, folks, one should not expect feminists to object to this new thruple raising a child. So what? Women are no longer regarded as the cradle of civilization. As long as feminists create emasculated men, then society is better for it, right? In other words, as long as men are not toxically masculine, alpha males who bathe in rape culture, then live and let live. This is the world we now live in, where we get to celebrate thruples adopting kids.
Is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.